The Golden Rule to Govern Business Dealings, June 7. What does the Lord require of you but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God? NKJV. The laws of the nations bear marks of the infirmities and passions of the unrenewed heart, but God's laws bear the stamp of the divine, and if they are obeyed, they will lead to a tender regard for the rights and privileges of others. His watchful care is over all the interests of His children, and He declares He will undertake the cause of the afflicted and the oppressed. If they cry unto Him, He says, I will hear, for I am gracious. A man of means, if he possesses strict integrity, and loves and fears God, may be a benefactor to the poor. He can help them, and take no more interest on the money he lends than can be mercifully exacted. He thus meets with no loss himself, and his unfortunate neighbor is greatly benefited, for he is saved from the hands of the dishonest schemer. The principles of the Golden Rule are not to be lost sight of for a moment in any business transaction. God never designs that one person should prey upon another. He jealously guards the rights of his children, and in the books of heaven great loss is set down on the side of the unjust dealer. In the Holy Scriptures fearful denunciations are pronounced against the sin of covetousness. No covetous man, who is an idolater, hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. The psalmist says, The wicked boasteth of his heart's desire, and blesseth the covetous, whom the Lord abhorreth. Paul ranks covetous people with idolaters, adulterers, thieves, drunkards, revilers, and extortioners, none of whom shall inherit the kingdom of God. These are the fruits of a corrupt tree, and God is dishonored by them. We are not to make the customs and maxims of the world our criterion. Reforms must take place, all injustice must be put away. We are commanded to search the Scriptures. The whole Word of God is our rule of action. We are to carry out its principles in our daily lives. There is no surer mark of Christianity than this. We must carry out the great principles of justice and mercy in our relations with one another. We must be daily cultivating those qualities that will fit us for the society of heaven. If we do these things, God becomes our surety, and promises to bless all that we undertake, and we shall never be moved.